The Fed's about to slam on the brakes as Fed Chair Powell says no more stimulus. And today's show, you'll learn, why is this bad news for the economy? I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as Fed Chair Powell sits before Congress hoping to get renominated for a second term after President Biden tapped him for a second term with the goal to control inflation. And inflation is not only an economic issue, but it's quickly becoming a political issue with the midterms coming as many Americans are up in arms about rising prices. And all this is happening at a time where the Fed is still mired in a trading scandal. And with this, what you're going to find out today is what Fed actually has in plans ahead of their next meeting. And why this is bad news for the economy. Let's pick this story up from Bloomberg. First, with the trading scandal as Fed's Richard Clarida to leave the vice chair position 2 weeks early. Well, he was already headed out anyways, but his unexpected early departure. Now, keep in mind, this is probably a lot to do with Powell not getting questions about this during his hopeful nomination or confirmation process. But let's continue on. In the shadow of an ethics scandal that engulfed the Fed last year, follows reports last week that Clarida had sold at least 1 million shares of a U.S. stock fund in February 2020 before buying a similar amount of the same fund a few days later. The following day, Chair Jerome Powell signaled the central bank was preparing aggressive action to buffer the economy and financial markets from the coronavirus. Powell announced new investment guidelines in October, including banning purchases or sales during periods of market stress. A probe of Fed trading is underway by the central bank's inspector general, which declined to comment on whether Clarida is part of the investigation. Well, he probably is. And here we can see why that mattered. And there's two reasons, not just because Powell is seeking confirmation, because it's also going to shake up the Federal Reserve membership of their board. Well, let's keep going, because here we could see the Fed Chair Powell is confirming hearing. He says the Fed will raise rates over time if needed. He also sees a balance sheet runoff likely later in 2022, and he addresses inflation, monetary policy, climate, diversity, and he's hoping and expected to be confirmed. So let's continue. What are the issues that Fed Chair Powell is facing? Well, the main one is inflation. And here we can see the goals of monetary policy from the Federal Reserve website. It is stable prices as part of their dual mandate for maximum employment and stable prices. And we can see that the Fed's hit that. Now, the unemployment rate, whether you and I agree with this is accurate or not, all this matters as to is the Fed and the government is at 3.9%. And to them, this is a tight labor market. Well, as you can see, when the unemployment rate gets low, it generally means it's headed higher. Of course, I don't think this is exactly a tight labor market. I think we're at peak employment. But nevertheless, the issue that Powell is facing and what Congress is interested in, well, that's inflation, because the consumer price index on a year-over-year rate of change is now at the highest level since 1980, and many people believe it's not slowing down anytime soon and likely to go significantly higher in the future. But will Powell get some sort of benefit? Will he be right that it is indeed transitory? Well, if crude oil, as we've talked about many times on the show, is any indicator that while consumer prices may go higher due to supply chain issues, one of the biggest components in it is energy, which is also a very volatile component, which is suggesting that at some point, this rampant increase in consumer prices will be tamed. As you can see, energy tends to lead the CPI. But Wall Street Journal weighed in by saying that Powell says economy no longer needs aggressive stimulus. And that is the issue here, is the end of stimulus. Well, of course, we now know that fiscal stimulus is pretty much over. There's a few lingering people on the pandemic unemployment claims. But beyond that, all that's left is the Fed. And wait till you see what this means and what Powell actually said. It's going to blow you away. Let's continue on, because he says the Fed is preparing to raise rates, shrink asset holdings. The central bank chairman says at the hearing, and mind you, their next meeting is not till the end of the month. So the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said he was prepared to begin raising interest rates to cool down the economy, but he was also optimistic that supply chain bottlenecks would ease this year to help bring down inflation. Quote, the central bank will use this tool to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched, said Powell said on Tuesday at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Banking Committee. What we now have is a mismatch between demand and supply. Now, it's very important that you understand what he's saying here, because this has massive implications, and we're going to dig into this a little bit. And we have very strong demand in the areas where supply is constrained, such as for cars, he said. The main question for the Fed this year boils down to, quote, how are those two things going to get better into alignment? He said, quote, a part of the answer is going to be through shifts in demand. Aha, the Fed typically lowers interest rates to boost demand and spur more growth, and it raises them to slow down the economy. So what Fed Chair Powell is suggesting is, well, they're going to restrict demand. And when you understand what monetary policy does, is it pulls aggregate demand forward. Now, that is not really clear for most people. So what does that mean? Is by lowering interest rates or making financial conditions looser, what the Fed is trying to do is encourage someone who is going to buy something maybe in the future, such as a home, a car, or a stock, or anything, any sort of asset, and get them to buy it today because interest rates are low and the belief that prices are going higher. So what Powell is saying, and I want you to keep in mind as people keep cramming back into stocks on every dip, as we talked about in yesterday's show, what he's telling you and the Senate Banking Committee is in front of them that he's going to restrict demand. And when you think about for this from an economic perspective, when demand starts to go down, what happens to the economy? What happens to profits? What happens to stock prices? He's telling you right now what he's going to do. Now, let's keep going here, because Powell told lawmakers the economy no longer needs aggressive stimulus, but it would take time for the central bank to return interest rates to levels that prevailed before the pandemic. So he's saying he's going to go really slow. It's really time for us to move away from these emergency pandemic settings to a more normal level, Mr. Powell said. It's a long road from normal where we are. Now, if you're concerned at all about your portfolio and what happens during these tightening cycles when volatility picks up, well, you shouldn't be. Be sure to check out Portfolio Shield. But let's keep going on, because Fed officials have dropped hints they may start shrinking their asset portfolio soon after they raise rates, which would be another form of tightening policy, Mr. Powell said, in a process that could begin later this year. Of course, if you may recall what happened the last time they did this, well, stocks didn't like that at all. In fact, interest rates love them and end up going way down. But nevertheless, here we come back to the Wall Street Journal, because they mentioned the unemployment rate that we already talked about, which fell to 3.9% in December, is now lower than it was 4 years ago when Mr. Powell became Fed chairman. That is despite upheaval wrought by the pandemic, which sent joblessness to post-World War II record of 14.7% in April 2020. And with that, you get this headline from Bloomberg. This is four Fed hikes, maybe just a start, as traders boost rate hike bets. And that is where this is going, is panic is in. CPI is too high. Nobody likes it. And one thing I want you to understand is when the market tells the Fed that it has the green light to do something, the Fed will do it. The Fed looks to the market. I know they say they're independent and all that. They look to the market. So when you, as we go through this piece, I want you to be thinking is, what is the market sending a message to the Fed to do? And you'll see, it's not just four rate hikes, it's when it starts. So here we can see the central swaps are already indicating central bank's target will be at least 88 basis points, or 0.88%, higher by the end of this year, seen by many as a sign the market is baking in three hikes, thus a possibility of a fourth in 2022, and momentum is building for the first increase to take place as soon as March, with the U.S. inflation data ahead this week, that's tomorrow, as well as testimony from top Fed officials, it could be just the beginning of a bigger repricing. And that is the issue is, see, the Fed is interested in financial stability, although they don't say it publicly, they are by their actions. And what do they need to know from a financial stability standpoint? That investors are ready and Wall Street's ready for it. That's what this is about. Because the rest of the Fed members are jumping on board. And with Clarida out, guess what opens the door for Biden to do? Bring in more hawks and get control of inflation. And that means this tightening becomes a reality. Check this out. Fed chorus for March hikes grows as Mester, Bostic add support, according to Bloomberg here. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester, who votes on policy this year, was sport raising the Fed funds rate in March. Keyword, March. If current economic conditions hold, she said in an interview with Michael McKee and Jonathan Farrow of Bloomberg Television. Atlanta Fed leader Raphael Bostic, speaking in a separate interview with Bloomberg News, Also said the central bank may need to consider an increase in March. Again, note that word March. You're hearing this now. The more times you hear March, the more likely March is in play. And start reducing its balance sheet, quote, fairly soon after liftoff to contain surging inflation, which means quantitative tightening. Another speaker on Tuesday, Kansas City Fed President Esther George, who we know is a hawk, we talked about her recently, she favors reducing the Fed's balance sheet early on during the process of normalizing monetary policy. Quote, my own preference would be to offer running down the balance sheet, that's quantitative tightening, earlier rather than later as we plot a path for removing monetary accommodation, said George, who votes on monetary policy this year. And this is a big issue because how do you know if the Fed is going to be right or wrong? There's one real simple way, and that's the bond market. And that's the beauty of the long end of the curve. When you go out the 10, the 20, more particularly the 30-year bond, it's not the front end, it's not the twos, the threes, or even the shorter ones. The long bond will tell you if the Fed is making a policy mistake. If long-term interest rates rise, and I'm not suggesting this happens because investors are shorting or selling bonds, which they are, but if long-term interest rates rise, it tells you that growth and inflation expectations are increasing and the bond market is buying into it. If Powell is wrong and they go down this path, the bond market will figure that out sooner, and then you see long interest rates go down as a sign of slower future economic growth and inflation and tightening financial conditions without the Fed in play. And that's where we have this chart on the 30-year yield, which peaked back at 2.5% in March and has come down and gone sideways as the bond market remains uncertain, but look for yields to go down and you know the Fed is wrong. And with that, we'll be back tomorrow, of course, to check in on the CPI and see what's inflation's going and see how wrong the Fed's about to be. I'm Steve Van Meter. Thanks for watching. Bye now. The content of this video is provided as educational information only. It's not intended to provide investor or other advice. Serial is not to be construed as recognition or solicitation by a security financial instrument or participate in any particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter in personal capacity. Opinions expressed in this video that do not affect the view of Atlas Financial Advisors, Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.